It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions, he has answers. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Dr. Paul Smolin here, your PEDcast host. Thank you for joining me today for another edition of DocSmo.com, a blog dedicated to bringing information, insight, and thought-provoking ideas to parents with children of all ages. Now, I've decided to expand the scope of my blog by adding a new feature that I think parents will find interesting, book reviews. I read a lot of things regarding pediatrics, but not enough of those popular parenting books that seem to be constantly being published. So I thought, I need to read more of these books, and while I'm at it, why not write some reviews at the same time? So here's my inaugural attempt at a book review for public consumption. Now I hope you like it, and who knows, it might inspire you to go out and read the book. Just like many of you, I recently heard about a book that a Wall Street Journal journalist living in France wrote about her French parenting experiences, and I thought I would give it a read. Well, I'm glad I did. Not only is she a good writer, but getting an inside glimpse at another culture's child-rearing practices is fascinating. We all understand that you cannot generalize all parenting in the U.S. or in France, for that matter, to a monolithic or uniform approach. But some general observations can be made and are probably valuable. This is exactly what our author does in her book titled Bringing Up Bébé. That's French for baby. It's written by Pamela Druckerman. Here is a quick summary of the four main themes I saw in the book in 10 megabytes or less. First theme, French babies generally sleep through the night, truly sleep through the night by the time they're 3 or 4 months of age. And it's Mrs. Druckerman's contention that French parents teach their babies independence from a very young age. The French mothers call this doing their nights. The babies will do their nights, usually by the time they're 4 months of age. Now, Mrs. Druckerman noticed that American and British babies, friends of hers, have a lot more trouble mastering this skill. Hence the myriad of baby books and blog posts, I might add, on that subject of sleeping through the night. My current number one downloaded post is Straight Talk About Sleep in Infants. There's a lot of interest out there in getting little babies to sleep because it is an important issue. Now, it's the author's contention that the French babies do their nights because French parents allow their babies to learn to put themselves to sleep with what they call le pause. This simply means that parents pause before they run to their babies when they cry and give them a chance to settle down on their own, connect with their sleep cycles, so to speak. Listeners of my blog will immediately recognize this le pause as pretty much the same thing as what I call my 10-10-10. Theme number two. French children are more patient than American children because of the way French parents raise them. This is Mrs. Druckerman's contention. Now, starting from their feeding and sleeping schedules as infants, French children are asked to wait. If they interrupt a parent, they are asked to wait. If they are hungry, they are asked to wait until each course of a meal is served. In-between meal snacks are just not done. And when cooking with mom, French children learn to patiently wait the outcome, the mixture, before dare eating batter or frosting. Patience is a mindset that is taught to young French children. Theme number three. The people and children of France have a healthier relationship with food than do Americans. First foods in France are fresh vegetables, not white rice, not rice cereal. Vegetables and fruits are embraced in France, not snuck into other foods. Snack foods and processed foods are just not offered. In France, if a child rejects a food, no mind, just keep trying. No emotion, just persistence. Failure is not an option. French parents take the long view and realize that eventually their children will overcome the resistance that they have to vegetables and maybe foods that aren't quite as flavorful as others. Be patient is their attitude, and eventually you will have a wholesome eater. Theme number 4. If children are asked to entertain themselves, they will. Trying to teach stuff to children is not as important in France as letting them explore and discover things on their own. Getting a head start is not a goal of French parenting. Learning to awaken to the world is their model, and this implies self-discovery, self-play, and the ability to entertain oneself. Sounds a lot different than over here on this side of the Atlantic, doesn't it? Okay, so now for my book review stuff. I'm going to give you my opinion about this book. And I think you can tell by the way I've been talking about it that I really liked it. It was very readable. It was funny. It's well written. It's a fun read. Now, watching how other cultures parent their children, that can be very instructive when you live on this side of the pond. And according to Mrs. Druckerman, the French parents do many things right by expecting patience in their children, expecting them to eat good food, expecting them to wait when asked to wait, and encouraging self-sufficiency and self-discovery. The French see it as common sense for children to learn to sleep through the night, wait when adults are speaking, eat a wide variety of real food, whole food, vegetables, fruits, cheeses, all that kind of stuff, and play by themselves. I highly recommend this book. I give it a 4.5 on my 1 to 5 scale that I've created. So read it, if you will. Enjoy it. I think you'll get a lot out of it. Well, that's what I think. I'd love to hear what you think. Take the plunge and join the conversation. Write a comment into the blog. We've made that very easy on the website. And you might just see that comment posted. Please visit and subscribe to my website at www.docsmo.com so you can get the latest content hot off the Docsmo Press. I work hard to bring parents relevant content, so take advantage of my hard work. This is your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, hoping you now know what to say about parenting the French way. Until next time. This podcast would not be possible without the help of the following contributors: Anne Gesner, PNP extraordinaire, for her editing assistance; Seth Rocketman Jaffe, for providing inspiration and guidance; Dr. David Jaffe, whose beautiful pipes created the introductory voiceover; Dr. Robert Beezer, for composing this fantastic bumper music, which is performed by two phenomenally talented young musicians, Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Muth. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the docsmo.com website. This docsmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.